fascination and obsession that's in the early days of love is difficult to sustain, and that when it's gone, most relationships don't survive. The majority of relationships don't land where the people wanted them to be. Like, I work from the assumption that when people get married, that they would like to have a mutually fulfilling relationship for the duration of the relationship. And most marriages either end in divorce, end in physical separation, or end in a dissatisfied union where the person says, yes, I don't particularly like this person. So that's well over 50% when you add it all up. We already did the statistics on that. And so I think, you know, when you look at that and you go, okay, does this mean that things don't work well? I don't think so. I think there's a lot we could do to improve the situation. I just think we're looking at the wrong targets right now. Like, we're just getting way too caught up in comparison. We're getting way too, we're expecting our romantic relationships. I won't even say marriage. We're expecting our romantic relationships to fulfill needs that they weren't designed to fill.